Let me do my best to try to explain to you what's involved over here so we can move away from this Gemara Pesachim with some kind of clarity. We want to be able to walk, and we want to walk more than a mile away. We want to take a day's walk at least, a week's walk away. Again, the main topic we're going to have is how do you calculate a Shor Zmanis, and what is the, how long is the mill? You want to angle it?
Much better.
Okay. So, we have, the first thing we have in the Gemara is Ula. Right? Ula quotes this Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that a person who walks 10 parsos in a day, and 10 parsos is 40 mil. And Ula says that I can tell you how thick the firmament is based on the proportion of the time how a person walks based on Rabbi Yochanan and the sun. So we know the sun.
Did you say Rava? Rava says it. Ula doesn't say anything. Ula agrees, but it's Rava who says it. No?
Rabbi Yochanan is based on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that the thickness of the Rukia, how thick is the Rukia? How would you find out how thick the Rukia is?
Several ways.
So Rabbi Yochanan says, I can tell you how thick the Rukia is.
Amar Rava.
Because we know that the sun travels 6,000 mil, which is 6,000 mil, I don't know how we know that, but we know that. That's a Kabbalah.
Where does anything
6,000 parsos.
6,000 parsos, I'm sorry, thank you. 6,000 parsos in a day. From sunrise to sunset. And a person could travel 40 mil from Alos HaShach, which is the way Ula, according to Ula, 40 mil from up in a day. But a person starts at Alos HaShach, as the sun starts from Alos HaShach too, but the 6,000 parsos are not from Alos HaShach, but from Eitz HaKama. So, well, that's some debate. So a person walks 40 mil in a day. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that and since it's 5 mil before Alos HaShach, from this from Alos HaShach to sunrise, so you see that's a sixth of the time. Of the time that it takes the sun from sunrise to sunset. So therefore, I know that if the 6,000 parsos for the sun travels along the arc, so the firmament itself must be 1,000 parsos. Is that right?
It's Robert that says this.
We're not really interested in the astronomical piece so much. We're more interested in how it applies to the halacha, to two aspects of halacha. One aspect of the halacha is how you calculate a Shor Zmanis. One aspect of the halacha is how much time a mil is. Okay. So this is Ula.
No, it's Rava. It's Rava.
This is Ula.
No, it's Rava.
Ula says.
No, Ula said something. It's not Ula. It's Rava.
This is.
If you're comparing the sun.
But Ula says that there's 5 mil before and 5 mil after and 30 mil in between.
That's right.
Yes. But that's the second refutation. The sun, this arc is Rava.
You talk about Rava and then Rabbi Yochanan.
No.
No,
you understand. Rava said the thickness when it comes to the astronomy, that's Rava.
That's Rava. Ula said nothing about the astronomy. Ula just said 15, 5, 35. That's all Ula said.
When I refer to that.
Ula was over Pesach and how far you go.
535, that's all he said.
Rava calculated the thickness of the firmament based on the
I was right.
On what Rabbi Yochanan said as to the Mahalik of the Benom. Okay. All right.
You get the shit one more, you can.
So according to Ula, the time between Alos HaShachar and Neitz HaKama is 5 mil, and same, apparently it's symmetrical according to Rishonim, according to Gemara. So you end up with 30 mil from sunrise to sunset, and therefore Ula says, their chachok is defined by the time it takes to walk, you can walk in half a day. according to I think our Rashi says, if you leave at Chatzos until you have to get there before sunrise. Rambam says you have to, if you leave at sunrise, you have to get there before Chatzos. Depending the other ways of interpreting what does it mean. Okay. So that is Ula. Now, according to Ula seems to be rejected in the Maskana of the Gemara. Although there's some Rishonim who pass from Ula, but according to Ula, you would probably end up with a 24-minute meal, assuming that the 30 meal is from sunrise to sunset. So if you did sunrise to sunset is 720 minutes, divide it by 30, you end up with a 24-minute meal. However, the Truma said that the Shulchan Aruch, you don't understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. The Shulchan Aruch in Simtokh Mem Tes says that a meal is 18 minutes. That's what it says. Now, Ula is rejected. Okay? It's rejected because we have a Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda that says that the, we get it right, that the.
There's only four meals.
The Braisa says, Ovio shall rekia echad me'asorah v'yom. Okay. Sha'teida kama mahalach od min yom esef ha'pos parsos me'alos ha'shachar ha'netza kama arba milim. Meshkiyas ha'kama v'atitz kochovim arba milim. Ovio shall rekia echad me'asorah shal v'yom. Okay, that's what Rebbe Yehuda of Braisa apparently says, that it's four mil over here. Okay, it's 40 mil for the whole day, but according to the way Rashi, and this is a quarter of the day. A tenth of the day. Where's the tenth of the day? Okay, so Rashi explained, you know what the tenth of the day is, and Tosfos knows as well, so it's a tenth of the whole time. This 5 mil was a sixth of this interval, but this quarter is a tenth of the entire interval. Okay? So it ends up, according to Rashi Tosafot, if you learn Pshat like this from Rebbe Yehuda, if you pass them like Rebbe Yehuda, so it ends up that a meal is going to be 720 divided by 32, because 12 hours is from sunrise to sunset. Divided 720 by 32, you get a meal being equal to 22 and a half minutes, and 4 mil from also Shachar to Kama is going to be 90 minutes, and it's also going to be the same thing. After Shkia, how long is
90 minutes?
Yeah, how long is Tisa Kama? 90 minutes. That's where the 90-minute number comes from. Those of you who have heard it.
Where is 90-minute come from?
It's 4 times 4 mil, and a mil is 720 divided by 32, which is 22 and a half.
That's true.
Okay. Now,
what?
I'm not going to do the Rambam for the time being. The Shulchan Aruch says that a mil is 18 minutes. All right. And the Truma Sadeshin says, well, how do you get 18 minutes? He says, very simple. You divide up the time from here to here. You get 40. From Alos HaShachar, Tes Kochovim, you get 40. This whole time, Rabbi Yochanan said, was 12 hours. So you get 720 divided by 40, you get 18. That's how you get 18 minutes. That's what the Truma Sadeshin says.
720
divided. Now, so, and that's what we use as a mill all over in Shulchan Aruch, 18 minutes based on this Truma Sadeshin. The Gemara says this Truma Sadeshin's calculation is completely wrong, even though others agree with the Truma Sadeshin, it's completely wrong. Because the Truma Sadeshin is measuring this, the denominator over here, 40, he gets from measuring the time, the space, this is travel from Alos HaShachar to Tzeisa Kochavim. But that's not where the 720 comes from. The 720 is a time when that's in Yom Beinoni, a 12-hour day, right? What 12 hours is not measuring the time from Alos HaShachar to Tzeisa Kochavim, it's rather measuring the time from sunrise to sunset. That's a scientific fact. That's what he says. It's a scientific fact that when the days are equal, it's from sunrise to sunset. It has nothing to do with Alos HaShachar to Tzeis Kochavim. Okay, and he quotes the Tochnim, right? The astronomers, or who, I think, I'm not sure. what that refers to.
Is that astronomically, we agree with that?
Yeah, okay. I agree with it.
So
I mean, it's not exactly 24, it's not exactly 12. It's
close.
Like today,
right.
It's not exactly 24 hours.
Right. But I'm saying,
but it's close.
On the spring and...
Yeah, what happens is, he quotes Midrashim and Gemaras that say that as the year progresses, so the day and night borrow from one another. They lend and borrow. And what you have one season, 6 months later, is the reciprocal, right? If you have 11 and 13 here, you have 13 and 11 here. That's what happens. That's how it works. And it's all from sunrise to sunset. It's got nothing to do with Alos HaShachar. So he rejects the Truma Sedeshin. Says, of course, the implication of Truma Sedeshin are not just in terms of measuring a meal. They're huge. Because according to Truma Sedeshin, every time you're measuring a Shor's Manis, you're going to measure, what's a Shor's Manis? It's the 12th of the day. What's the day we're talking about? Alos HaShachar Tetzeis HaKochavim. So in other words, you're going to have a much longer day, 14-hour day, 13-hour day, depending on the time of the year, that you're going to divide by 12 to get your Shor's Manis. And then you're going to add, for instance, Ksos Man Kriya Shema is what? Three, end of the third hour, right? The end of the third hour from, how would you calculate the hours according to Truma Sedeshin? Well, you would decide, measure the time from here to here, and let's say you get 13 hours, okay? 13 hours is 780 minutes, right? You divide that by 12, and you get... Somebody help me out here.
And you get a calculator.
Why would you divide it by 12?
Because you want to figure out a Shor's Manis.
12 hours. You get 65 minutes.
65?
Right.
Yeah. 65 minutes. Very good, Alan. 65 minutes is Shor's Manis. So if you want to know when Shor's Manis Krishma is, how would you decide? You would add 65 minutes, add 3 times 65, which is 195 minutes, onto what?
To the stage.
No.
Is that Morgan Avraham?
It is what we commonly refer to as the Morgan Avraham. The Morgan Avraham actually doesn't agree with the Truma Sedeshin. He only agrees with the Truma Sedeshin by Kriya Shema. But by all the other hours, for some reason, he doesn't. Okay?
That's what the Bruce said.
He agrees.
Okay? So this Truma Sedeshin has implications for determining when some dough is going to become chometz. It's going to be 18 minutes. But it also has implications for how you calculate all the hours. When is Sos Mat Tefillah? When's Plag HaMincha? When is, according to the Truma Sedeshin, actually, when is Sos Man Mincha according to the Chachamim?
According to the Chachamim? 3 minutes before.
It's going to end up having to be, it's 3 minutes before, what?
Before Shkia. No, that's Rabbi Yehuda.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Truma Sedeshin, the difference between the Plag HaMincha and the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is like
3 minutes.
Well, it's 3 minutes before Shkia.
Right.
According to the Truma Sedeshin, it would seem that the Arab would mean Tzeis Kochavim.
Right.
The guest gets involved already in Rabbi Natam and stuff like that. But I don't want to get involved in that. This machlokas I want to keep separate from Rabbeinu Tam and the Gro as to what, how you define day and night, right? Whether or not Banish Moshe starts immediately at sunset or three and a quarter mil later. I don't want to get believe it or not, that's a separate machlokas, although it does seem to have significance. Okay, so again, just reviewing. The Truma Sedeshin says that the way you get 18 mil is because you measure the time from dawn till Tzeis Kochavim, you divide it by the 40, and you get 18 minutes, and you add, and that is 18 minutes per mil. Okay, that's how you get the how long it takes until the comet. You want to know when Sos Man Kriya Shema is. You take the same time period, Alos HaShachar, Tzeis Kochavim, and let's say it's It's a day that's 780 minutes. It's a summer day. It's a very long day. So then you divide by 12, you have a 65 minute hour, Shor's Manus, and you add that onto Halacha Shabbos. That is
the I'm confused. This 12 hour day, the 40 meal in a 12 hour day, that makes
right.
a chum.
That's talking about a 12 hour day, right?
That's talking a 12 hour day right. that sometime in the winter.
And according to the Truma Sedition, it's when it's 12 hours from Alosa Shaka to Zeskokom.
So sometime in the winter.
I have no idea. Rashi says it's talking about when they're equal. According to the Groy and many others, they seem to say that people just thought that there were 12 hours between Alosa Shaka and Zeskokom when the days were equal.
Twice a year is equal.
I guess so. I have no idea.
It can't be equal. 12 hours.
I cannot explain to you.
The
Gross says, because it's a long time. The Gross to throw up his hands and say, I cannot, I don't even bother to tell you why this is wrong, because it doesn't make any sense scientifically.
There's no equal day according to. There's no equal according to.
There are no real equal days, right?
Only sunrise to sunset day can have a concept of equal. Here, right?
Can you have equal? How does the Truma Sedition learn? I don't know.
Right? There's no equal day according to the Truma Sedition?
I don't know. That's what the gross
okay.
is.
Because
now,
you can't have a loss of shot.
Let me do a little bit more over here. I know it's very late. But there actually is a way of getting 18 minutes, the girl gets, without using the Truma Sedition's measuring of the interval between a loss of shot and Tzitzit Chov. I want to get to that. Mar rejects Ula because the Raisa says that the interval between Alta Shachar and sunrise is
4 mil.
4 mil, which is a tenth of the entire time. But Mark decides the tenth of the entire time means a tenth of all the time. So in other words, between sunrise and sunset is only 32 mil. So if you hold like that, that's how Rashi tells us we're explaining tomorrow. It ends up that the mil is 22 and a half minutes. This is 90 minutes. This is 90 minutes. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, that is the way Rashi and Tosafot were shining Mark. Rambam seems to learn Gemara differently. The Rambam is bothered. Remember the Gemara said, is this a Tiyufta? Gemara asked, is this a Tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan? Name it David Tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara said, no. That what I said that, oops, I'm going to Gemara, looking around you. Name it David Tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara asked. The Gemara says, Ana the Imama Udamri, Rabbanu Hu Dekotoi Dekochashkan Dekagna Bechashofa. I was only talking about the day, and they all made a mistake when they thought they added on the time a person travels. A person starts traveling before the day, but when I said 40, when I said the 10 parsa, I was talking about this way the Rambam learns Pshat according to the Gra. When I said that it takes 10 parsa on a day, I meant 10 parsa from sunrise to sunset. Okay? And therefore, when you talk about there being 4 mil before and 4 mil after, that's a tenth of the same time period that this was a sixth of the time period. This is a sixth of the sunrise to sunset. This is a tenth of sunrise to sunset. Not the way Rashi tells us, Lord. Okay? So then it comes out. And the Gross says everybody holds that when you're measuring a day, you measure sunrise to sunset. So if you have 12 hours here, 72, and you have 40 mil from sunrise to sunset, you end up with an 18 minute mil according to the Rambam, even though he's going to agree with the Gross, because he can't disagree with the Gross, that when you're talking about calculating a Shor's Manus, you're not looking at the time from Olos Hashacha to the whole, but rather the time from sunrise to sunset,
which is 40.
Okay, and the Gemara explains that this is taught in the Gemara, that the Gemara really had two questions. The Gemara first had one question. Let's look at inside.
So wait, then
one,
according
two, three, four, five, six lines from the bottom of the Gemara.
According to this, is a machlok, it's a mitzvah of how far a person can walk. According to this approach,
I don't know. I have to think about that, and I can't spare the brain.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Nine. You see the word aleph on the end of the line? I think it's nine. I can't. Mm-hmm. A couple words before this. The Gemara Shamtarti Kapara.
Yeah.
Okay? The Gemara Shem Tati Kapara, this is the gross shot in the Rambam, that the Gemara is asking two questions from the Braisa on Neim Tehevi to Yuvda the Rav Yochanan. Ah Echa, the Rav of Ula Shem Amru, Shmiel Otashach HaNetzach HaChama, Umishim Hachi Ad Tesach Havim, this was the same part, Hamil, Rav Yehuda Amar Dalmil. That was one problem. The problem with the inconsistency with Hami Milim. Vabez, the Inu Amre Shehu, Echad Mishisha Bayom, V'kachashri Masha Adam Ahalek Kodemez, V'achrash Ki Agam Kameh Meh Meh Milim. They said it's a six, and they included in their time, there's a six, all the time from Alosa Shachar till Tzeitza Kofovim. But Rabbi Yehuda lo kachoshim. Rabbi Yehuda is not calculating it that way. Mid the Amar Echad Masorah Bayom. He doesn't say 1/6. He says 1/10. Umashik Kosev Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. Ana Bimama. When he says I'm talking about Bimama, they made a mistake. What it means is Rotzaloma. Mashim Shalich Adam. That which I say that your person could travel 40 parsoals, 40 milin, 10 parsoals in a day. I meant that's from Alosa Shbimoma. Bimoma means from sunrise to sunset. And it's true a person starts earlier. But when I said he could do 10 parsoals, I meant during the daylight. And they made a mistake and thought it was talking about from Alosa Shachar to Tzeitzkel Chavim. Rosa Mashik of Mahal Odom Hainu Bayom Shehu Meneitzach Hama Ashkiyas Hama. Rabbonon. The inu the koto the choshuv gam mashal mahal had called them neitz and akashkiyah gam kim becheshen asur paso. They made a mistake because they thought that you have to subtract from the 10 pasos the time between sunrise the time before sunrise and after sunset because the person doesn't start walking only at sunrise. It's true, but when I said 10 pasos, I was talking about only from sunrise. Well, if he's a meduktek lishin the gemara sham. According to the Loshon HaGemara, it's very precise. Amar Rav Yehuda, Ana Bimoma, Rabban Tachashik Kad Nechashofa. I was only talking about the day, and they were talking about when people get up before the day or after the day. The Chayim Lishon of the Braisa, the Rav Yehuda, Echad Me'asar Be'yom HaVishafir, Du Amidah Ma'akos HaShom, Nimtza Olvei, Echad Mishisha Be'yom. Right? According to this Pshat in the Gemara, the 1/10 is the same thing as the 1/6 was in Ula, which is not what it's according to Rashi and Tosfos.
Okay, you know,
let me finish reading it. Kein dirali mash enki l'shitas haTosfos havel abrayis of the Rebbe Yehuda echad mishmona bayom. This 4 is really an 8. Why should you change what it is you're taking a fraction of? I'm talking about the Yom and they knew Rambam first now. Okay? So that's how the Gemara learns. So according to the just to summarize quickly. And then hopefully we'll be finished with this Gemara in Sakim for till the next time we learn it. That the Truma Sedeshin says that the way you arrive at 18 minutes per mil is because you calculate if the person works 40 mil a day from Alosa Shachar to Tzeitzkel, it takes 12 hours to do it, so each mil is 18 minutes. The Gemara says that's ridiculous. The 12 hours that we're talking about is not talking about from Alosa Shachar to Tzeitzkel Chavim, it's talking about from sunrise to sunset. And that results in a whole different calculation, not just of the mil, but of all this time. I mean, whenever shows are measured, it's not just a question of how long. What is the shaw at 12 up? So, but he says, according to Tosfos, it ends out that a mil is 22 and a half. But according to according to the Rambam, learns it more differently than the Tosfos Rashi. And he says that Rav Yehuda holds the tenth. It's not a tenth of the whole time period. It's the only tenth of this time period. And if you do it that way, so then you actually do divide 720 by 40, because 40 is not now no longer the whole time he's traveling, it's the time he's traveling during the day, which is 12 hours, and you end up with 18-minute notes.
And the Gros, how does the Gros come up? He holds by the Rambam?
Who does he hold like?
Yeah, the Gros. The,
who does he himself hold
yeah.
like?
Yeah, he argued against everybody. Does he hold 18 minutes?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Is it in here, or just can't toss it out?
I don't know. It maybe is in there someplace. Todd sometimes to know exactly how the Gros holds. He doesn't always say the chen halacha.
Because the Shulchan Aruch is saying 18. He doesn't disagree that the Shulchan Aruch is saying 18?
He doesn't disagree that the Shulchan Aruch is saying it. I'm not sure if he disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch.
Now the Shulchan Aruch is, but the Shulchan Aruch is disagreeing with Tosfos, according to your understanding.
The Shulchan Aruch is based on the Trumas Hadeshen, and Trumas Hadeshen...
Well, the, you said Tosfos was saying...
The Trumas Hadeshen is learning this Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. One second,
where did
the Trumas Hadeshen get this from?
The first?
Sure. He says it's four. He actually holds it's four. He's the 720 over 40 equals 18 right. on the top.
Below I know that. I know that's where it comes from. The question is, what does he do? How does he learn Rabbi Yehuda?
Rabbi Yehuda, he says 32 mil. Yes, it would.
He's going to hold that the 12 hours, hours is this entire time.
Right. Well, that's the Rambam.
He's going to hold. He will interpret that. He will interpret. The Trumas Hadeshen will interpret Tosfos not the way it's written here. The way I wrote it here is according to the way the Gros would learn Pshat in Tosfos. The Trumas Hadeshen would not learn Pshat in Tosfos this way. He would change it the following way. He would say that this 720 is not divided by 32, but is divided by
40.
Because he would say you have to divide it by the whole time from Alos HaShachat to Tzitzit Kohanim. And then he would end up with an 18 minute meal. That's where he would get it from. Yes, he would say it in Tosfos and Rashi. The Gros rejects that out of hand because he says it can't be that way.
So he's saying that Tosfos disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch.
There's a machlokas. Say that again?
So the Gros would say the Shulchan Aruch is going against Tosfos.
Yes, yes. He would say that the 18 minutes is not like the Tosfos. Way...
He's
It's not... It's based on the Trumas Hadeshen, and the Trumas Hadeshen is wrong. Although you could arrive... It's certainly not that way. It's wrong in Tosfos. For sure. It may be right in terms of the number of minutes, because it could say the Rambam could hold that way. Because he has a whole different shot.
We should have learned the Trumas
Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen doesn't say anything.
He doesn't say anything.
No, that's what he says.
That's all he says?
Just a meal is 18 minutes.
We don't know.
There is another Trumas Hadeshen. There are actually steers between different Trumas Hadeshen. Uh-huh. He doesn't say much. But he does... You know, I can't tell you whether the Gros is fairly characterizing the Trumas Hadeshen or not, but that's how the Trumas Hadeshen is understood.
But again...
He was shot in Tulsa that the... that when you're going to calculate a mil, you have to use the entire time. It sort of makes a certain amount of sense. I mean, I don't know if it makes sense. Because the din, that the statement that a person works 40 mil in a day, works 40 mil in a day, is actually talking about from Alos HaShachar to Tzitzit Kohanim. So the Trumas Hadeshen says, well, then if you want to know what the day is, it's from Alos HaShachar to Tzitzit Kohanim. So you want to calculate Ashur Zmanis, it's from Alos HaShachar to Tzitzit Kohanim.
But the Gros
like, you can't learn that way astronomically. It's not true. There's no 12 hours in equal day in from Alos HaShachar to Tzitzit Kohanim.
The Gros commentary on the halakhic statement of the Shulchan Aruch said it's 18 mil. He's not disagreeing. It's 18 mil.
I don't know if he agrees halakh or not.
But
I'm saying that he disagrees with
the derivation.
With the derivation,
because that will lead to errors in other halachas.
That will lead.
He could agree with the 18, but
he
I don't
could agree with the 18 if he holds like the Rambam. I don't know if he holds like the Rambam.
Right. I mean,
that's the best I can do. I don't know.
But even if he does agree, he would still write this because he disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch
with the
derivation.
Whether he disagrees with the 18 minutes of that, I do not know.
That's important.
It is important, but I don't know. It's important where the rabbi has to know. Because the rabbi has to make matzah.
No, I'm saying it's a noble in the draw. It's just okay, whatever.
Okay, gentlemen.
Take it offline and erase it.